Here we are again, wondering whether hell is for the bad guys or the good guys. I'd like to introduce the subject's OBE NDE. You know what clinical death is, where heart stops, breathing stops, and we start life again, restart the breathing in the heart. They come from death back to life, a reversible situation before rigor mortis sets in. Out of the body experiences and near death experiences are entirely different. Near death experience, I hold a gun up at you and say, give me your money. You may get scared to death, but that's a near death experience. But you didn't come anywhere near dying. Almost near crash auto accident. That's a near death experience, but nothing involving stopping the heart, stopping breathing. And yet, most of the authors that write these books are including NDEs and OBEs with clinical death. We're just investigating clinical death, where people actually die and come back. Now, out of the body experiences is a way to get there without dying. How'd you like to find out what death feels like without dying? Well, deep hypnosis can get you there. You see your guru over in India, learn the meditation techniques and the correct mantra. You can have chemical hypnosis. You can go scrying with your crystal ball. You can have kundalini, the electrical stimulus of the coiled snake down the base of the spine, the chakral sites, and all of the acupuncture is based upon. Ways of getting out of the body to experience life beyond the body, separating spirit from the body. This is the definition in the Bible, when the spirit separates from the body, but they're talking about a permanent separation, not a man-made separation. And we, in turn, are talking nothing about NDEs or OBEs. We're talking about clinical death. And this is where the great majority of the people that have true experiences occur.